Good morning, good people. It is 6th September 2020. We celebrate the 23rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. The readings are from Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 7 to 9. The second reading is from Romans chapter 13, verses 8 to 10. And the Gospel from Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 to 20. In the first reading, the prophet Ezekiel reminds our mutual love and responsibility in leading the other closer to truth and God. St. Paul, in the second reading, encourages us to promote love as the answer to all the issues of human relationship. In genuine love for one another, we cannot afford to hurt the other under the pretext of concerned love. Jesus proposes clear guidelines for dealing with the conflicting and scandalous situations in the community and proposing it as a prayerful and charitable process. American President Harry Truman had a card on his desk in the White House declaring in bold capitals, "The buck stops here." This fits the readings of the day and all those live and deal with the others where people believe themselves as their brother's keepers. We are not called to be popular by pointing and correcting, rather helpful without seeking any personal gain and advertisement. God holds us responsibility. The first reading echoes the voice of Cain, "Am I my brother's keeper?" Genesis chapter 4, 9. God has appointed us as the keeper of others to care, convince, cajole, and to lead the one away from one's evil ways. You shall not hate your brother in your heart. You shall in any way, any case, rebuke your neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 17. Do not look on him as an enemy, but warn him as a brother. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 14. There are five things we need to inculcate as we all live in a family, a community, and society at large. A caring confrontation is needed timely and appropriately for the integral growth of the individual. When we are afraid to be corrected, we close the doors of love. No correction is to suggest punishment, humiliation, and vengeance. Reconciliation is the goal of any correction. Uncharitable words and actions need to be avoided. Never be tired of correcting when people take time to process the issues. All the above process needs to happen in the atmosphere of prayer and charity. How many like to correct others? How many would like to be corrected without arguments? We all like to correct the others. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any sin, you who are spiritual should recall him in a spirit of gentleness. Look to yourself, lest you too be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Galatians chapter 6, verse 1 to 2. One of my teachers told me, "Look everything, overlook many things, but correct only one thing with charity and sensitivity." Father corrects the mother, mother corrects the children, children corrects their toys and pets. In some families, children correct parents when parents become the subject of scandal and conflict. My brethren, if anyone among you wanders from the truth, someone brings him back, let him know that whoever brings back a sinner from the error of his way will save his soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins. James chapter 5, verse 19. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. We exhort you, brethren, admonish the unruly, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with them all. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 14. Fraternal correction is between equals. To correct, we need to grow in relationship. We cannot correct everyone. It is all about the rapport we have built over time, gives privilege to point out certain things in others. Even in a formal relationships, we cannot correct persons who is scandalous to the community without love, corrections, build the concrete walls of hatred and division. There is a sense of mutual love and responsibility in correcting the other. Saint Augustine beautifully puts it, you have to forget the hurt you have received, not the wound of your brother. If two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. Matthew chapter 18 verse 19. When you are irritated and provoked by the faults of the other, it is good to be patient to say what we want to say. Be silent and indifferent to the faults of the other does not help the community. Humility and charity need to face justice and objectivity. By this will all know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. John chapter 13 verse 35. Correction is a gradual and patient process. The gospel lays down guidelines to correct someone. What needs to be corrected? Whatever endangers someone as an individual and the community have to be corrected. Love precedes correction. In the second reading, St. Paul invites us to love one another. Owe no one anything except to love one another, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. St. Paul teaches us that we do not need to owe anything except love. Love never hurts. If someone feels hurt after your correction, then there is no love. The intention of correction must be love. Take a lot of time to correct the other. It is by series of serious consideration we may look at the things differently. When we are upset and angry, it is not good to correct at all. Our genuine effort could be colored by our own emotions. Reminding the other person their worth, then worthlessness, and what is they are capable of, then how terrible have they fallen. It is good to remember when we are forced by someone to correct the other. We need to remind the person to be corrected their values and sacredness. Let us not forget to pray for the persons whom we wish to correct. Jesus proposed us to go on and have it out personally, then with witnesses, if failed, reporting to the community, and finally treating them like Gentiles and tax collectors. Remember how Jesus treated Matthew, the tax collector, who became a follower later on. Zacchaeus repaid it in full. Gossiping and character assassinations do not help the community and the individual involved. May our attempts in our color correcting other be charitable and caringly confronting in all situations. May we be open to be corrected when we become the talk of the family, the community, and town. Have a lovely day. God bless you.